Hey, I'm Carly.
And I'm Sadie.
Welcome to our Mom Club. We love a good, juicy story time with each other.
And now we're bringing you into the club.
So grab your favorite after the kids are in bed snack.
And your caffeinated beverage of choice.
I've got my water.
Because we know I'm not going to make it through this without my Dr. Pepper.
And start your commute from the crib to that pile of laundry you've got and start folding.
Because we're starting a new episode of
the Crib Commute Podcast. Welcome back, everybody, to the Crib Commute Podcast. I'm Carly.
I'm Sadie, and today we are doing a fun non-motherhood Q&A. We've done a lot of Q&As, but most of the time they're like focused around motherhood, and today we wanted to hear your non-motherhood related questions.
Yes. And like minisodes are just short like bonus episodes, so we're just going to like jump right in and answer the questions you guys submitted. Should be fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
totally. Okay, Carly, what is your spirit animal?
Oh, man. I should have, like, prepped myself, especially because I wrote all these down from Instagram. My spirit animal. I'm terrible with, like, these kind of questions. I would probably say I'm a dog. And probably because, well, I want to say, like, a cat. Because, no. Dog. Okay. Dogs. In the sense of like very needy and like, or maybe it's just my dogs, like very needy, like very lovey, very needs a lot of attention. Always has to be with people that you like love. So yes. That's probably yes. Me. That fits me.
That's funny.
What about you?
It's so funny because I like think about it. I'm like, like a sloth, but not a sloth because I like to be moving and I like to be going and stuff, yeah. But I also really like to just chill.
Yeah.
So actually, okay, hold on. I have to think of what they're called. What is Timon?
And like, oh, a meerkat?
A meerkat. Yes. We saw the meerkats at the zoo once.
Oh, uh-huh.
And they were like going. And then they would just like sit down and just like,
like, oh, really?
And I was like, that's
like,
me.
That's me.
Yeah. So funny.
That yes. is funny.
So, America.
Okay, well, there you go. America. You figured it out. There you go. That's awesome. All right. This question says, if you could switch places with anyone for one day, who would it be? Like, these are tough. Why do we start out with tough questions?
That's really hard. Yeah, that's hard. Here's the thing. I like my life.
Yeah.
But I would switch places with Parker because he's not like the default parent, you know?
Okay.
So like still gonna hang out with my people, but like you get a little less.
Yeah. That doesn't happen over here. Yeah. Kyle is absolutely the one that they want more than me. So I already have that.
Not that you're not a fun parent.
No, I always laugh though. Like my kids are obsessed with Kyle. And like if Kyle is home, if they cry, they want Kyle. If they need something, they ask Kyle. And so I'm like, sometimes I'm like, wait a second. Like, I'm here too.
I'm right here.
And they love me.
Yeah.
I'm not like saying that. But like, it's cute. They love Kyle so much. Okay. Sure. I'm going to just go all out. I'm going to say Taylor Swift. Because I just need to know what is in her brain and how she thinks and who all of these songs are about. So if I could just like be her and have her brain and just take all that and then
for
come
half
back.
A minute.
Yeah, there we go. Then I got it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair because there's a lot. There's a lot going on in her brain right now.
Yes. I don't know. And I don't know how she does what she does. All of this stuff. I'm like, wait a second.
There are people that just like seemingly do everything. And you're like, how are you doing this?
For like, real.
How are you putting out two albums and going on tour and like having a relationship and like all of these things. And then there are people in my life that do the same thing. And I'm like, how
do you do everything?
How are you doing these things?
Yes. Like, yes.
Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah, because then I'm over here like,
anyway.
I feel like I can barely get two things done every day.
For for sure. Like, it's like, did one thing today and I'm feeling real good about myself.
Yeah, yeah. Crossed off one thing on my to-do list and I feel successful. So, you know.
Yep.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
You're up.
Next question. Who do you miss most from your childhood?
Oh, I think it says, what do you miss most from your childhood? Not who.
Oh. I'm like, which friend did you cut off friend? You miss the most?
Could you imagine? We just call him out immediately.
Yeah, we're like,
okay, what do I miss?
Easiest. Now, yeah. What do you miss most?
I would probably say that, I mean, like, going back to friends, I'd probably say just, like, having just, like, so chill, just, like, such a chill life and hanging out with your friends. That's, I think, probably what I miss. Just, like, so much more simple.
Yeah.
So much more simple.
Seriously, though, like, the simplicity of childhood. Yeah.
Yes.
I think about it now and I'm like, were my parents this stressed? And they didn't even have, like, the internet.
I know.
To, like, look stuff up.
For real, like, though.
Get answers. So,
for real.
I mean, I guess that's kind of nice, though. Because, like, if you just know you can't have the answer, it's just like, okay, well,
just figure out. And I feel like there's a lot less judgment, like, back then in terms of, like, you didn't see. Like, even if I don't post anything, but I see somebody do something, and I'm like, that's really cool. And then I look at the comments, and everyone's ripping on them. And it's like, oh, I would have done that. You almost feel like, oh, maybe I'm doing the wrong thing, too. I don't know. Just, you get too many opinions now.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, this one says...
Yeah, I just miss the simplicity of childhood, I think.
Yep, I agree. All right, what would your last meal be? If you had to have a, quote, last meal, what would it be?
So they do this on death row. Huh? If you, like, when they get executed, they get a last meal. I don't know. We just had Panda Express for dinner, and I think I might go with something like that, like some solid Chinese food. That's funny.
I mean, Chinese food's actually really good.
Okay, yesterday I had a burrito from the Mexican Mart, and it was incredible. So probably a burrito from the Mexican Mart.
There you go. I would probably say a really good steak, like Ruth's Chris style. Love that. Twice baked potatoes are my favorite food, and then a good roll. That would be probably my last meal.
That sounds like a good meal.
Yeah, I think so.
That's a good one. On a similar note, what is your favorite comfort food?
My favorite comfort food, cookies. Chocolate chip cookies.
Okay.
I don't know if that's really a comfort food.
I've been eating salsa, chips and salsa.
Oh.
And I just love
it.
A good
chips and salsa is super good.
Really feeling the Mexican.
Yeah, apparently. That's true. Awesome. All right. What is your favorite vacation as a couple?
So we haven't gone on that many vacations as a couple. I mean, we did at the beginning of our marriage and then we had kids and
we were saving up for
kids and we just stopped. But, I think my favorite, probably our most memorable too, was we did like a second honeymoon because our first honeymoon, we were like still in school and like,
yeah,
it was like just like a weekend trip. So we did like a long trip, like a week-long trip to California like a couple months after we got married, and it was so much fun.
Yeah,
like we just had a good time.
See, I think those are the best ones though, because I'm thinking, like, I'm trying to think too, like, okay, what would my favorite vacation be? And I'm like, I feel like I should say like Europe, which was a really incredible vacation, but in my head, like, the ones that come to mind the most are just the ones that I have fonder memories of, just like laughing a lot and like creating just memories in that sense. You know what I mean? So I would probably say We went to Disney World 1 year together, and it was raining a ton. And we like both talk about that trip as one of our all-time favorite memories, because like we were just running around in the rain. Nobody was riding any of the rides, and so we rode like Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. Like, they didn't even make us leave. They would just, like, let us get off. And then we're like, can we try a different, like, cart? And then they'd let us, like, ride in the back. And then they'd take us through. And then let us go to the front and take us through. And, like, we were, like, getting snacks. It was just, like, one of those times where you're just no worries. It's just the two of you. You're just laughing, having fun. And so that's probably something like that would be my favorite.
Yeah. No, I love those, like, vacations where you just, like, have the – it's just like a core memory, you know, like it just like creates this core memory and you're like, this is it.
Yep.
This is it.
Exactly.
So yeah, I love those. Okay. What? Sorry. I'm laughing because I just am like, none. What trends did you wear in high school?
Honestly, I did them all. When skinny jeans came out, I jumped right on. Well, I didn't jump right on board. But once I did, I was a huge fan. I did all of the like scarves. I feel like scarves were really popular. Towards the end of high school, those, I don't even remember what they're called. Those like crochet, like headbands with the flower on it. I was obsessed with those. Wore those all the time. Yes. What else? I feel like those are like some of the ones that I like remember Converse? The most. I didn't do Converse. I did Toms. That was towards the end of my, was that my senior
year? Okay. Yeah.
Was that my, that might have even been my freshman year of college, actually. So yeah, I'm trying to think of what else from high school, but yeah.
I can't even think of any trends that I like participated in.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't know. Because I was like the fourth of five. So I just got like hand-me-downs and stuff.
Okay.
So I
didn't really like. You didn't like go by.
I got
by
like the trends
new,
from.
Yeah. From years. Previous years.
Yeah. Years previous.
That's funny.
But like. Yeah, I don't know. I just like didn't do anything in high school like that I can think of.
I feel like high school was when I senior year especially, well, probably junior year too, was when I really, really started to get into fashion. And so if it was trendy, I was buying it.
Okay.
So it was fun though. It was good.
That's so funny.
Yeah. All right. This next question is, What is your favorite thing about yourself, and then your favorite thing about the other person?
Gosh, you have to tell. I have to say nice things. Should have prepped myself for this. No, my favorite thing about myself, guys, this is a really tough week.
This is a good question. Then, good question.
Yeah, it's a good question. I was about to be like, I like reading. No, that doesn't count.
That's not about yourself.
I like that I really try hard to be kind to my kids.
Yeah.
I'm still working on Parker, but I work really, really
hard.
No,
that's awesome. To
be, like, use a kind voice and, like, talk, be kind to my kids.
Yeah.
That I like about Carly, my favorite thing about Carly is that she is the girl's girl. Like, if you need a girl's girl, Carly's your go-to. Like, she has friends. Like, you have friends of all different walks, and you're just like, we'll be like talking about something. You're like, oh yeah, my friend so-and-so does this. I'm like, of course they do. Of course you know somebody that does that. Like, Carly knows the people. So if she knows a guy.
You need somebody. Friend. I probably know somebody. Oh, that's sweet. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That is a compliment. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. My favorite thing about myself, I think, would probably just be my positive attitude. I've just and we've talked about this before on the podcast, that is just something that I felt very grateful for my whole life. And I just, I really enjoy that. I feel like I'm a genuinely like positive, happy person. So that's probably my favorite thing about myself. And then Sadie, I think one of the first things that came to my mind is Sadie is like so open-minded and like not judgmental, especially like when you are talking about stuff. Like I always, and I think that's why this podcast is so fun and so easy to share my thoughts, because Sadie is so awesome to just allow you to live your life and say whatever your thoughts are, especially in something like motherhood, where people can do things so many different ways. But I never feel stupid or dumb being like, oh, like I do this differently than you, Sadie, or whatever. And you're just like, that's awesome. Cool. Good for you. Like, so open to it and so like accepting. And I think that's a really cool trait that not a lot of people have. So that's probably my favorite thing.
Well, thank you. That was really nice. Oh, man. Okay.
Moving on. Too sappy. Really nice. Too sappy.
I was just grinning like an idiot. So
it's like, it's really crazy though, too, how we don't, I mean, I loved this question because you don't really sit down and like say what you like about yourself very often, but then how often do you really like talk to your friend about like what you love about them? Like I clearly, like I clearly love you. Like we're friends, we talk, you know, and, but like how often do you really say things? You're like, hey, I genuinely like this about you. So great question to whoever sent that in.
Yeah. Thanks for that one. All right. Next one. Moving on. I'll cry more later. Trust on this. This one says, I want to gift some infertility journals. What is the best way to get them? You guys are the best. First of all, thank you. That's very kind. And it's funny that you ask this because I just realized that you can still get the original Good Grief journals. I'm not going to send them out to you, but you can order them through lulu.com. And you can get like the hardcover, spiral bound, all that jazz. I never took them down, so they're still there.
Do you have to ship those then, or do they ship it?
Nope, it's like drop shipping. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
They ship it, so
that's nice then. Well, that's cool.
So yeah, that's the best way to get them. So, lulu.com. I'll put them in the show notes.
Okay. Perfect. All right, last question. Sadie, I mean, I don't think this question is for me. How is college?
Oh, guys, this is so loaded. So loaded. I have so many thoughts. So many things to talk about. We'll talk about it on Thursday. Not to be that person that's like, and come back and for the next one. But
I think, I mean, like we were saying, like there's a lot to talk about it with. Yeah.
Short answer is I quit. Long answer, there's a lot to talk about. We'll talk about it on Thursday.
Honestly, so what a great little teaser. That we didn't even mean to do that. Like, legit, that was a question that was submitted.
No, we didn't.
And it now happened. And Sadie's like, no, we need to dive deeper. This is not for a mini-sode.
Yeah. No, this is not mini-sode topic. So
come back.
We're going to get real. We're going to get raw. I'll probably cry a lot. Come back on Thursday. anyway. Yeah, that's it.
Yep.
Okay, that was such a great variety though, so thank you so much for asking the questions. We try and do an advice column or a Q&A once a quarter, so you can ask those questions, hang out with us on Instagram at Crib Commute Podcast.
Yes, and definitely follow us over there because you can also find out information about our mama meetup happening next month. Sadie, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, we're gonna Yeah, I really do. We're going to do charm bracelet making. So I feel like those are all the rage right now.
They're so cute.
They're so cute.
I want one.
Yeah. And so we're going to do that. We'll link the place to get tickets. It's an Eventbrite link. We'll link it. And it's $20. So come hang out. It's in the Mesquite, Nevada area. So if you're local to Mesquite or St. George or Vegas, I guess, come hang out and we'll have a good time. But until our next commute.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us for today's episode of the Crib Commute Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you can be alerted when new episodes air. And be sure to rate and review so more commuters can find us.
Follow us on Instagram at Crib Commute Podcast. You can also check out the show notes from each episode at cribcommutepodcast.com. Until our next commute, chat soon.